Events, interviews, and stories detailed in the State of State are highly exaggerated and fictional for the sake of humor. This podcast is not an accurate representation of San Diego State University, nor the values of KCR College Radio. All stages of production for the State of State were performed remotely.
Damien, you've got to hear about this thing I have. One of the most unique first experiences you can have. You don't speak Cantonese, do you? They do not like dealing with English speakers.
Have I got a first experience for you? All you need to do is wire transfer me $2,000 and send a blood sample to an address in Chula Vista.
Trust me, you won't find a better first experience than this. I told my parents about it, and they disowned me. Then they re-owned me just to disown me again.
Hi, I'm Damien Chartreuse, and you're listening to The State of State, a podcast where we state statements about the state of San Diego State. State stature, the state of student mind state, and as I stated before, the state of state. Each week, we'll bring you a new story about the place some of us call home and that the rest of us call hell. On this episode, I wanted to get a first-hand look at some of the first college experiences that make State such a unique and exciting campus. And to Sarah, if you're listening, I'd love if you were my first. I've never dated a filmmaker before. Since the creation of this show, I've had an overwhelming amount of students calling in and messaging me asking for advice as they navigate their first year of college.
We don't have a phone.
Just an overwhelming amount of messages from people begging me to do a know before you go kind of episode. And since I'm a man of the people, I felt obliged to do something. I looked to my homemade mashup movie posters for guidance and found it in Breakfast Fight Club, giving me possibly the best idea I've ever had. And so, I did what any competent fifth grader would do and made a flyer. One that would both excite and arouse. Detrimony, if you will.
Who said it had to hurt the first time? Looking for any and all students who feel they have a unique and exciting first experience that yours truly can experience. Options include, but not limited to, bowling ball roulette, taking the turtles from the pond and placing bets on which one makes it to the top of the hill first, and finally, having an honest conversation with your mom about the crippling anxiety and depression you've developed. Take a slip of paper below if this applies to you, or if you're Sarah. Kind of wordy, don't you think?
I don't pay you to think.
You don't pay me to do anything.
Exactly. Now, where was I? Before taking any responses from my flyer, I went out to get a finger on the pulse, but nothing else, and see what students have to say about their first experiences at State.
Well, you gotta try everything at least once, right? That's the motto of the furry group chat I'm in, at least.
College is the best time to have first experiences. I got my first blowjob in a library my freshman year. And my second. And third. We hit every floor.
Believe it or not, I actually found the Aztec Nights to be really welcoming, fun experiences to get you introduced to the campus and your classmates.
Really?
Nah, just kidding. I did a responsible amount of ayahuasca and went on a vision quest in OGs.
While initial feedback was interesting to be sure, the real fun was about to start. So join me on a quest to experience something you can literally experience anywhere else. The game was afoot.
What game? There's no game. You should have just ended right before that.
Just cue the music, Detrimony, for Christ's sake. Why are you so talkative all of a sudden? Did your life coach tell you it was important to speak your truth? I don't need a degree to tell you what's wrong with you. My first came from a caller who only referred to himself as Thudge. He said he had one of the most delectable first experiences State has to offer. I was hesitant to meet someone named Thudge, but I showed up to the Plant Power restaurant anyway. It was completely empty and quiet, except for the woman playing sad violin music in the corner, presumably to match the ambiance. So, Mr. Thudge.
Please, Mr. Thudge was my father. You can call me Thudge.
Okay, Thudge. If I'm being honest, I actually didn't know you were legally allowed to name a human baby Thudge.
You're not.
You're one persuasive son of a gun, but darn it, if I can't help but think we're gonna be best friends.
We're not.
So what do you got for me?
Follow me.
I'll follow you anywhere. I followed Thudge back into the kitchen where he punched in a series of numbers on the microwave, which revealed a hidden entrance behind the walk-in fridge. As we walked down the stairs, he began to tell me why I was here in the first place.
Now, I know that the number one rule is that you're never supposed to talk about it, but I never got that. Don't we want people to join?
Join what exactly?
Did you bring any clickers?
He raised his eyebrows at me and licked his lips. I followed him into a dark and smelly room whose only audible sounds were people yelling and what sounded like two grown men fighting each other in a bare-knuckle boxing match.
And what was it?
It was two grown men fighting each other in a bare-knuckle boxing match. If my breakfast fight club were a real thing, this place would have been the opposite. There actually was a breakfast buffet for some reason, but all it had was chorizo and cigarettes.
It makes perfect sense if you think about it. How many people do you see in Plant Power at any given time?
Wow, now that you mention it, literally zero people. I didn't even know this place existed for a while, let alone why they would put one on a college campus.
I know. We make more money each school year than the restaurant.
And how much does... I'm sorry, I realize I haven't gotten the name of your group.
Oh, it's not a fight club, unless you want to fight.
Smart businessman. So how much does not a fight club make per school year?
Well, after taxes, it comes out to around $73.
Incredible. So tell me, Thudge, what separates your club from, say, Aztec Knights? What makes you different?
That is a great question, Dalmatian.
It's Damien.
Right. Well, Davenport, I don't want to be rude, so I'll try and put it as nice as I can. The people who run Aztec Knights are a bunch of p***s. They rejected every proposal for an official Not a Fight Club Aztec Knight. Students don't want carnival nights and dances, they want something new and exciting.
Like brutal, life-threatening boxing matches where students gamble their clickers to get out of class?
But that's just part of it, Damnation. Get this. Before Aztec Knights rejected me, I had lined up a Brad Pitt impersonator to do his best Edward Norton impression.
Oh, like from the movie?
What movie?
And the people have told you this is what they're looking for?
Well, everyone that I've talked to. Either way, the numbers speak for themselves. I'm processing over 500 clickers per week. Freshmen come in here with 8 or 9 clickers from their friends and walk out with 20 if they win big. Soon enough, there'll only be 10 people in every comp class.
I just have a hard time believing students come here as a fun first experience at State. I mean, there's a used syringe bin over there.
Oh. Those aren't used. We just label it like that so no one steals our good syringes. But if you're still on the fence, get in the ring and find out yourself, Damascus.
And get in the ring I did. Some might say I enjoyed myself too much.
Some might say you should be arrested for aggravated assault of an elderly person.
Well, we don't have to get hung up on the details. I got so caught up with rising through the ranks of the arena that there was a whole world of firsts out there, just waiting to be firsted. And thanks to my next flyer response, I was going to the place where people couldn't wait to be firsted. Before we continue, I'd like to give a quick word from our sponsor. Trujillo's is back with an entirely new revamped menu. Gone are the fraternity-themed items that were basically just the same burrito 20 times. Some highlights from the new menu include the Florida Burrito, which is basically the California Burrito with a little more grossness, Man's Best Friend, which is just a bean and sour cream burrito for those lonely on a Saturday night, and the fan favorite, at least it's not Senor Pancho's, Stop by when you're drunk or hungover and grab an item off our new menu. After a brief communication error and a rather lengthy but productive argument with the Jack in the Box employee, I finally found the right address and was able to get a few words with the man who responded to my flyer, Horton Rodhammer.
Well, you see, Damien, if kids aren't fighting, they're f***ing. My goal here is to provide a safe yet fun space for students, even if it's your first time, which is nothing to be embarrassed about. There is something, and more importantly, someone for everyone.
Yeah, but Horton, which is somehow your name, you can't expect me to believe that this is an enriching, fulfilling first college experience.
Well, they may not be getting rich. In fact, there's a $20 entrance fee for sex toys and snacks. But they are definitely getting filled.
Well, are you at least advocating for safe sex?
But of course, Damien. Mitch and Rich are outside the front door at all times. And I even got ADT.
Terrific. Let's see if the cast of Boogie Nights would like to say anything about their experiences. I made my way through the crowd, stepping over bodies that were sprawled all over the greased wrestling mats lining the ground. It worked well enough, but it meant everyone had to get around by sliding on the mats like seals. I slid my way past the cage and foot fetish room and found the refreshment room. I grabbed myself a lacroix and talked to some of the people refueling.
To be honest, I didn't think this would be my sort of thing, but after getting to know the people here, I can honestly say I think I've gone clinically insane, but I'm loved.
I know it sounds weird, but an orgy is a great place to meet new people.
That doesn't sound weird.
You're able to form lasting and lusting relationships.
I had never really done anything sexual before, but I came here and I lost my first, second, and third virginity.
What's your third virginity?
I don't really know, but it felt great.
You've got to be kidding me. How did they find this address every time? Let them in.
The door opened, and the room immediately filled with the smell of urine, wet dog food, and the lack of a loving childhood as a group of furries entered the house.
Hello, gentlemen.
Evening, Horton. It took some digging this time, but we found the address. We've come for the orgy.
I know. Just promise me you'll act normal this time. It scares people away when you get on all fours and start peeing in the corner.
But I'm a dog.
And this is an orgy. A place of class and dignity. Now either agree to my rule or find a new place to hump.
Fine. I won't pee in the corner anymore. What about you, reporter man? You want to take me for a walk in the park? I promise I'll be a good boy and stay on the leash.
Though I do love a good walk in the park, I got another response to my flyer that said it was time-sensitive, and I had to meet them immediately. I showed up to the Love Library sweaty and out of breath, where I was meeting a man named Dale Lasso.
Damien. You Damien?
I nodded my head, too scared by his Imagine Dragons t-shirt and his flip-flops with cargo pants. He quickly led me inside the library, which he was somehow an employee of, and we took an elevator down past the basement. The doors opened and an icy chill hit my face. The sound of a Zamboni brought me back to my younger days in Saskatchewan as a promising young Zamboni driver.
Okay, we're just in time. Let's take our seats.
Dale somehow had tickets made for this event, and we took our seats in a very crowded section. Dale, why are there people down here? Where are we?
Shut up, will you? The show's about to start.
The show turned out to be crazier than I could have imagined. Before I could ask any more questions, the light dimmed. And a moment later, Radioactive started playing through the speakers. Then, as if my night couldn't get any crazier, Our resident basilisk and 8-time Olympic gold medalist / bookstore manager Mark Rose came out and gave one of the most powerful and emotional ice skating routines. Tanya Harding would have broken both their knees just out of spite. The audience erupted as I tried to get Dale to tell me what I just watched.
This is what state's all about, Damien. These experiences that you can't find anywhere else.
I think that's because no one else has a basilisk. Though I had a million more questions, we were interrupted by Mark Rose talking over the PA system.
Thank you all for coming tonight. When I first decided I wanted to compete again, I realized it couldn't be running, because I just didn't have the same speed if I wasn't chasing down a 20-year-old with a hydro flask. After some soul-searching and watching Blades of Glory, I knew what had to be done, and I knew I was only going to get there with the help of the Basilisk. We've been practicing, and you've been supporting, so now I want to give back. Is there a Damien Chartreuse in the audience tonight?
I looked over at Dale panicking. He nudged me toward the ice, and I slowly made my way down to the ice.
Now, Damien, I hear that you're on a mission to get some unique first experiences here at State.
I nodded my head and nervously scanned the arena. My eyes froze when I saw someone sitting way at the top of the stands. It was Sarah. She had a corn dog in hand.
We're gonna give you a shot at ice skating with our very own basilisk. A first experience you'll never forget.
Can I say something to the crowd before we start? Mark Rose handed me the mic, and I worked up all my courage.
Sarah, whatever your last name is, I dedicate this ice skating performance to you, and I hope this will show you the true man I am, and my true feelings for you.
The spotlight found her in the crowd, and she sat still for a moment before just smiling at me. She actually smiled at me. I used this as motivation for my routine.
Okay, you ready, Damien? Let's cue the music again and see what you got.
From the second the music started, my skates might as well have been tied together. The boos started rolling in like a slow clap. I could sense the basilisk was getting angry at me and my ice skating skills. Sarah! Sarah, help me! The basilisk's hisses and radioactive were drowning out my voice. As the song was coming to a climax, the basilisk began hissing louder and stopped me dead in my tracks. It looked me dead in the eye and proceeded to eat me. Wait, no! Sarah, I love you! Detrimony, don't even think about touching my movie posters.
Wait, you weren't even gonna let me have your movie posters?
Of course not. The only other person who can have access to them is Brendan Fraser.
Why?
He'll know why.
Okay, so how did you end up back here?
I pulled a Will Ferrell in Land of the Lost.
Ugh, really?
Yep, but also like the movie, it blossomed into a real friendship.
Really? You became friends with the basilisk after it pooped you out?
His name is Craig, and yes, getting digested really gave me some time to think about my journey. No matter how crazy my night got, the places I went to and the people I met seemed to be not only surviving, but thriving. Be it a fight club, an orgy, or an ice skating routine that will change your life, students are enjoying the experience that State has to offer, and it surprises me to say that I did too.
Hey Damien, the police are here. They said they need to ask you a few questions in regards to one George Herbert claiming a man named Damien Chartreuse assaulted him.
Well, how did they know it was me?
He said when you shattered his jaw, you made the crowd chant your name until the paramedics carried him away.
That won't hold up in court. That's it for this episode of The State of State. I'd like to thank my guests, Thudge, Horton Rodhammer, Dale Lasso, Mark Rose, and the Basilisk. And of course, George Herbert. Good sparring with you, buddy. And to Sarah, I came up with an idea for your next documentary. Brown is the warmest color, the poop that defined a relationship. We can work out the details later.
This episode of State of State was written by me, Joey Pelosi, and was co-produced with Joyce Rocacorba, Brooke Ochoa, Lauren Ochoa, Kyla Harrison, and William Tran. It was edited by Justin Linville and contains music from our composer, Nate Williams. It starred the voices of Alan Perales, Paul Scott, Justin Linville, Lester Izarias, Joyce Rocacorba, William Tran, James Donahue, Ava Abedini, Marissa Rodriguez, David Siegel, Mia Pelosi, Andrea Ward, Colton Harrison, Michaela Hines, and me. If you enjoyed this podcast, KCR posts a new episode every Thursday, so be sure to tune in. And if you want to be notified of new episodes, be sure to follow us on all socials, @thestateofstate on Instagram. Thanks for listening.